This is Billy Brown and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I'm here on the couch with Patsy Caminetti. Tony is in the kitchen preparing for us wonderful Italian meal. Bless the Lord.
It's going to be so good.
Patsy and I are here on the couch, and we're doing a week because we had a really unique opportunity to be very close with Brother Kenneth E. Hagin.
Yeah.
And, so many of the things that I learned from him, and I knew you learned from him, I wanted to share with people, and I particularly want to share his life.
Yeah.
I want to share his call.
Right.
Because Jesus is coming soon, Patsy.
Oh my, so soon.
Yeah. Oh, so soon. And I was here in Australia with a pastor's wife who just feeds on Brother Hagin's things, and she and her husband, and I said, she said to me, did Brother Hagin ever say anything about the end times? The last days, you know, what we call them. And I said, why, my goodness, his whole life and ministry has to do with the second coming of the Lord. And so in this book that we're offering this week, I Believe in Visions, I want the people to have it.
Right.
Now, I remember when you were teaching at Rhema and all those young Rhema students, you said a lot of them hadn't read the book.
No. And sometimes not knowing the purpose of a ministry, then you don't put the correct value on what it is that you're hearing.
Right.
The very messages, it wasn't just, Rhema was never just to be an academic school.
Right.
And the Lord told him it wasn't just to be even a Bible school per se. It was a training school, and it was to equip these people with a message that would help prepare the way of the Lord.
Yes.
And so sometimes not knowing the purpose of a thing, you don't give the correct value to it. So that's why I really wanted the students to read I Believe in Visions, so that when they would listen, that they would give the correct measure to what it was that they were listening to. And especially, and in particular, when Brother Hagin would teach in the days that he was alive, that when they listen with their heart and realize the amazing value to this end time of these teachings.
Yes, you remember Jeannie Wilkerson used to say, there are two golden hooks upon which all history hangs.
Yeah.
All other events in history pale in the light of these two.
Truly.
The first coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the second coming of the Lord. And before the first coming of the Lord, there was a great preparation of the people.
Yeah.
You remember Elijah the prophet, and he prepared for Jesus' coming.
Right.
And so she would always say, now we're bumping right up against the second coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
And every day, Patsy, it's closer to the second coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
Now the ministry of Brother Hagin had to do with the second coming of the Lord.
It did.
And in this book, I Believe in Visions, it gives 8 visions that he had. And it describes his life. One of the visions we talked about yesterday.
Right.
And that was when he was preaching in Texas at Lynette Hagin's father's tent meeting.
Right.
And it was a rainy night. Not many people came out. And he was praying up on the platform.
Right.
And he heard a voice say, come up hither, come up hither, come up to the throne of God. He thought it was some kids on the side of the hill making fun of them.
Yeah.
And he looked up and around where the top of the tent post should be, and there stood Jesus.
Right.
And Brother Hagin went up with him to the throne of God.
Yeah.
And there he described what he saw. And he saw the living creatures, you remember, around the throne with these eyes in their held around their heads. And he saw the rainbow behind the throne.
Yeah.
And the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to him about his ministry and about, this is when he laid the finger of his right hand in the palms of each of Brother Hagin's hands and gave him a special ministry to the sick.
Right.
But he also told him about his life and ministry before the second coming of the Lord, like I told your mother before you were born.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Hagin didn't know that Jesus had told his mother anything before he was born.
And she'd never discussed it with him.
No, she had never
told. Or with anyone.
I think she discussed it maybe with her mother. And they agreed never to tell anyone unless they thought they were crazy, because this is how people were back in those days. I mean, people didn't go saying that they have a vision of the Lord.
No,
you know?
No.
And they did in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
But had gotten away from that. And so his mother, whom he loved so dearly, and I think your daughter might be named after her, Lily.
Yeah, Lily.
And his mother had made a marriage that her parents didn't really approve of.
Right.
And she was in a dire situation just before Brother Hagin was born. I think he was the third child. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have any food at her house, and her husband had left her, really. And so she decided, it was a hot summer day.
Yeah.
And she became frightened for the child. She hadn't had anything to eat. And she walked to her mother's house to humble herself. And there she saw this little cloud coming down on a hot Texas day. Only one cloud in the sky.
Right.
And here came this cloud closer, closer, closer. And Jesus was standing on that cloud. And he said to her, the child will be, I'm summing this up.
Yeah.
Might not be verbatim.
No, but it's.
But it was something like this. The child will be all right.
Yeah.
The child will live.
Be born. Uh-huh.
Will be born. And you know, when he was born, he wasn't any bigger than his grandmother's rat tail comb. Mm. And his grandmother, and the story's in here, and I believe in visions, his grandmother was on his way, her way out to bury him.
You know, we went to McKinney, Texas.
Yes.
One time, Candace and I.
Yes.
With Brother Hagin and Aretha.
Oh, you went with Brother Hagin?
Yeah. And so he took us around McKinney, and he showed us the garden.
Girl!
And he was going to be buried.
Where he could have been buried.
No, in a shoebox. No bigger than a rat.
No bigger than a little rat tail comb.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh my goodness, that was a wonderful time, wasn't it?
Mm, very.
So these things are so real.
Yeah, they're real.
And they're in this book.
Oh my goodness.
So real. And you need them.
Yeah.
The listening audience needs to know these things.
I think so.
And so he said, the baby will live. She went home. The baby was born. I think it weighed less than 2 pounds. This was, I'm talking, you know, Brother Hagin was, what, 80-some years old when he passed away and moved to heaven in 2003. So, I mean, they didn't know about. They didn't have the incubators and things that they had later on. But he lived.
He did.
And he was sickly for years. And then he got a healing on Mark 11:23 and 24. But in this book, I believe in visions, when the Lord took, in 1950, caught him up to heaven.
Yeah.
He told him about appearing to his mother.
Yeah.
And then he told him about his ministry and what it meant. And how it had to do with preparing the way for the second coming of the Lord.
Yes.
So all those ministries that are trained up at Rhema Bible Training Center, you and Tony,
mm-hmm.
I could name Mark Brzee, I could
goodness.
Name all the people around Tulsa
yes,
who were there.
Yes.
All the people who maybe they didn't go to Rhema.
Yes, but we're
still
Billy
trained. Joe did.
Yeah.
And others, all of them there, they were still touched by him.
Yeah.
And
Bob
by
Yandian.
That life, Bob Yandian and Willie George. And now that's just Tulsa. I mean, we're just talking about Tulsa. What about those Caminiti brothers up there in Ohio?
So many.
What about down there in Palm Springs in that church? And everywhere this goes, and if you're listening online, our lives were touched by Kenneth E. Hagin. Now, I'm always looking at this scripture which says, when Jesus comes, will he find faith in the earth?
Yeah.
And the Lord told me right down, yes, Kenneth E. Hagin. And so that ministry of Kenneth E. Hagin is, and through all of the books and through everything, how to be led by the Spirit, Jesus appeared to him in 1957.
Yeah. Yes.
Or 58, I can't remember, the hospital visit.
Right.
When he heard the footsteps of Jesus
coming down. Hall.
Actually, I don't know whether Brother Hagin goes into all this story or not, Patsy, but he fell off a platform preaching.
I think he does.
Does he tell that in this book here?
Yeah.
And chipped his elbow.
Yeah, because that was one of the visions he had. Yeah,
yeah,
it's in there.
And I know the vision's there. I didn't know if you tell how he got in the hospital.
I think he does.
So they insisted that he go down there, and he felt fine.
Yeah.
But so they want him to stay overnight, and he's
right.
in the hospital feeling good, sitting
yeah.
up in bed, and he hears these footsteps coming down the hall.
Yeah.
And the door opens, and somebody in white, and he thinks it's a nurse.
Yeah.
And he said that when he saw it was Jesus, every hair on his body stood straight up. And Jesus sat and taught, I believe he said an hour and 45 minutes, pulled up a chair.
Yes.
Sat down.
In the hospital. Hospital
in
visitor.
In the hospital.
Wow.
The hospital visitor. That's the chapter.
Yeah.
And I don't remember everything he said in that vision. Do you remember?
Well, he particularly gave instruction about people that do go to the doctor or are needing to have an operation. And Jesus said, pray for them. Make sure you pray for them. Because it gives him an opportunity to help the doctors.
Yes.
And to move supernaturally on their behalf.
Yes.
And so, indeed, you know.
And in that vision, too, the Lord Jesus said to him, I'm just putting this, you know, my own words.
Yeah.
Because once Brother Hagin walked into my office when I was working there for him, and he said, in that visit, the hospital visit, Jesus told me, the most important thing you can teach my children before I come is how they can be led by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And so that's what he said in that vision. And then Brother Hagin told me that he wanted us to put together that book,
right,
How You Can Be Led by the Spirit. And he said, I am going to teach on this next week at a seminar, and then you get all the times I've taught it and you put it in a book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. So you see, a lot of these things came about when Jesus would visit him.
It's true. You were talking about the question that pastor's wife asked you. Did he teach a lot on the end times or the second coming? He did speak of it.
Yes, he did.
He didn't preach a lot specifically on the second coming, but that was not his commission. His commission was to help prepare for it. And these different teachings that Jesus gave to him that are listed in these visions are preparatory truths.
Yes, how to deal with demons.
How to deal with demons.
Jesus
taught
him.
How to be led by the Spirit.
Yes.
All of those things are necessary to prepare for the coming of the Lord. The garden vision, the unity in the body of Christ, the healing that is to come, the deliverance that is to precede. All of those are preparatory truths.
That's right.
So it isn't just teaching on the second coming itself. It is the actual preparing for the second coming.
That was his ministry.
That
That's
was
what
his
he was
ministry.
Called to do.
Yeah.
And he did a wonderful job of it.
Yeah.
He did a wonderful job. And in this book, one of the visions in this book is about demons.
Yeah.
And about how they come, obsession, oppression. Oppression, obsession, and possession.
And possession.
The three steps, and
yeah,
about that woman. And so there are things in this book, I believe, in visions that you need to know.
Before the
second coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you have to respect. The Bible tells you to follow your fathers in the faith,
mm-hmm,
as they mm-hmm followed God.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you to notice how they turned out.
Mm-hmm.
And I always notice how Brother Hagin turned out. Oh my goodness, how he affected. Let's think about it. I can remember those meetings, those first meetings I came to, where Brother Copeland and Sister Copeland were in those meetings. And Fred Price and so many people. Wonderful people. And how he indeed did what Jesus said, help prepare the body for the second coming of the Lord. So we want you to have this book, I Believe in Visions. We've got a special price on it.
Yes.
You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. Find out what that price is.
Yes.
We'll get it right out to you. But we want you to remember the Caminetti Ministries and support them in prayer and with your offerings. They're at box, you say it, Patsy.
3537 Canton, Ohio 44735.
Shalom, shalom.